Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. Hope you're very well. It's Jason Manford. Steve Edge is here.
Morning.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Here in Glasgow.
Well, I feel like I'm out of sleep, so I am living a dream.
I'm still having my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably stayed up too late, really.
Well, you didn't finish till late, did you?
No, I was in Dundee. Yeah. And Steve flew up yesterday.
Yeah. On a plane.
Yeah.
I haven't got superpowers.
And then to come and do the show here from Glasgow. And we didn't go out.
No.
We didn't go out. We just chatted and then.
Then it was 2 o'clock.
That's friends, man.
I know, but we've got kids, young kids, so like, this is a chance to go, let's get bed, 9 o'clock.
Away from home. I know, it's a real treat, that.
Yeah.
It's a lovely treat. I've been, because I had holiday with the kids and the family and everything all of August. And then when we got back, we had like a few days home, and then I was going back out on tour Tuesday to Saturday up in Scotland. Ayr, Falkirk, Kilmarnock, Perth, Dundee. And my wife said, she said, oh, I'm not back to work till next, like as in Monday, just coming. She was like, maybe we should all come up to Scotland with you.
Yeah.
I said,
It's working.
I just think, you know, the kids have got school next week. And
it's not fair on them.
It's not fair, all that travelling, you know, you want them to.
Yeah. I want to get an early, you know.
They're just unsettled otherwise. So I had to put my foot down there.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah,
it's good on you.
Had a week. Had a lovely week. I've had a lovely few days. Lions.
I can't remember the last time I had a lion. I was about 14, I think.
It's a great fit. I was like giggly with excitement. I got back on a Tuesday night after doing Ayr. And a tour manager and the crew, we're all going to go for a drink at the hotel bar. I said, see you.
Not me.
Bye. And I went back and I got into bed without setting an alarm.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
What a feeling.
Yeah.
And then, of course, 7:15.
Woke up anyway.
Ping. Morning. So annoying.
Yeah.
Absolute killer, that. 8:12:15 on Texas Morning, if you're up and about. Been nice to hear from you. What are you doing today? Hi, Jason. We're going off go-karting with my dad this morning. Woke up at 6:30 to get there. Go-karting.
Right.
Good. I like a bit of that.
Where is it? Where's that?
They've not said. I do like a bit of go-karting, but I think as a bigger man, I suffer with the extra weight.
Do you think that slows you down?
I do think that slows you down on the go-kart.
Is it an ideal weight for a go-kart?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Lewis Hamilton was brilliant when he was about 7, wasn't he?
Mm.
Apparently. So that's the weight.
Yeah. But I remember we did go-karting for my stag do, didn't we? And then we have like one mate, Bren Riley, who's been on the show.
Professional ringers turned up.
He turned up with his own helmet.
Yeah, no, it's. Yeah.
If you're turning up with your own helmet, that's taking the fun out of it.
A little satchel with some spare parts as well, just in case he had gasket went or something.
Yeah, that was out of order, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I very much felt like the lighter you were, you'd think maybe with a bit of bulk.
Does that help you on the corners, not stop spinning out if you're light, you know?
Does it hold
the tyres down?
I don't know. So there'll be an expert out there.
I always think this about darts. There must be like a certain weight and height that's your bang on right next to the treble 20.
Yeah, that you sort of like centre of gravity.
Yeah, because you're not swaying around. Like Peter Crouch played dart. I bet he's not great. I mean,
no, or you could probably lean over and just put it in.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that.
No,
even if you're like the BFG, like
I'm pretty sure that's. I don't know the rules, but
I don't know.
There's a knocky there for a reason.
8:12:15 on the text this morning. If you're up and about, let us know or give us a call. 0330 123 1215. Nobody ever does, but you know, I just sort of say it anyway. Kirsty McCall on Absolute Radio.
Matters. Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is. It's nice to be in. Glasgow's a good city, man.
I didn't see much of it because I got there.
Not only did we not see much of it,
yeah,
you saw the worst of it.
It was raining. It was Saturday night in any town,
in the city centre.
I was right next to the station. I was at the station. I was at the Grand Central Hotel. I was right next to it. I mean, I walked at the station and a sort of cloud of chip wrappers just flew across. A wind took up and there's a chip shop nearby. Biblical.
But they do have late night Greggs.
Oh, I know. That was right opposite me.
Yeah. That's a, yeah. What a treat that'd
be. What was it, about 12 o'clock before it closed?
Oh, I mean, I've got to say.
It's like a daytime food.
Yeah, but now I know there's an option that Greg's might be open
but
of an
evening.
I think
if you go in after a few drinks, you're going to just go 12 sausage rolls,
yeah,
28 steak bakes. You're going to go to, because you've got no idea what your appetite is at that time of night, haven't you?
And even in the middle of the day, you can have three pasties and not
Yeah. But no, but at least you feel a little bit guilty because you go, I have my dinner in 4 hours or whatever. But if you're going in blind, drunk.
Yeah, literally blind drunk.
I can see why they should do it in all city centres.
I know. I think in the northeast they've got drive through Greggs.
Have they?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be driving that time of night.
Through.
What do you mean,
day?
A service station or?
No. It's like you have drive through McDonald's.
Like where they turn the garages into a dry cleaners.
Yeah.
But it's like, that with sausage rolls.
Exactly.
They just throw them through the window or?
No, like a drive through. Like a McDonald's drive through, but instead of Big Macs.
They're not quick enough drive through. It should be sort of like ding ding, scan your card, say what you want, and then you drive, and then they just throw a bag through the window and you're off. Like 20 seconds tops.
Oh no, that'd be too fast.
You're just waiting in a queue, aren't you? You might as well just go in.
Yeah. I like people to take their time with my food, even if it's fast food.
No, I don't. Throw it through the window.
Because I want them to have cooked it.
No, I know. Yeah, but the places that do drive through, there's not like a really good one, is there?
No, but also like with the McDonald's drive through.
Yeah.
My kids are all like, I don't want ketchup on the thing.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Can I have the thing with that? And then I end up eating all their pickles.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. That's
I had 12 pickles.
I mean, like, I don't mind a pickle.
I like the pickle, but after a
while,
you're
like... Not that much, yeah. Feels a bit like Paul Newman in that film, the boiled eggs.
Yeah, so I don't mind it too much. But although I do wonder sometimes at the McDonald's drive-through, what's the second window for?
I don't know.
There's always a second window.
Confusion, I think.
Never open.
Yeah,
I think it's if Ronald McDonald comes to check. You know, he must do like a spot check every so often, make sure everything's going all right.
I mean, it's a golden opportunity for Hamburglar, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he could get in there, put a disguise on. Take your money, please. I don't know what he talks like.
No.
I don't ever heard any of them talk.
When did that all go away? That Ronald McDonald and Hamburglar and the fries was one as well, and the milkshake, the big
I
milkshake.
I haven't seen Ronald for a while, to be honest.
Maybe he has. Maybe a bit of Operation U Tree. I don't know.
Maybe
that's what he's
maybe
got.
Did have a look.
Yeah, he did look sus.
It's a clown thing, isn't it?
8:12:15 on the text. Oh God, what have we done? Jason
Manford,
Absolute Radio,
where real music matters.
Jason, I used to have recurring nightmares as a kid about Grimace, the big purple one from Ronald McDonald's Gang.
Do you remember Grimace?
Yeah, Grimace. He used to sit there in the corner of an empty white room in a chair, staring at me while I lay in bed. Thanks for bringing these memories back.
That is terrifying.
That is absolutely terrifying. Thanks for sharing. You could just get that to yourself. We didn't need to
know. Yeah, no,
that.
I've got that now.
Thanks very much. That'll be me tonight.
Yeah. Thank Grimace you. In the corner. Get a text at 1 o'clock. Grimace is here again.
Ooh.
Grimace.
Such a terrible name. 8:12:15 is the text this morning. What are you up to? We'd love to hear the things that you're up to on a Sunday morning. We love a hobby, don't we, Steve?
Oh, we love a hobby.
We love the people getting up to all sorts. Russell and Mandy being dragged out of bed because we're running a hedge laying course for Melplash Agriculture Society.
Oh, a hedge laying course.
Hedge laying, yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. I think what you do is you sort of... It's like a row of... I don't know if they're planted or not, but you sort of make... Essentially, you make like a... What looks like a fence out of... You cut the wood and then you sort of bend the wood along.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like bent and along, and it's like a... It's an old age...
Yeah.
Age-old thing going on there. Down. I presume it's down in Devon. That's where that sort of thing happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Mark and Lauren, we're up early driving from the Wirral to Devon to pick up our new puppy.
Oh.
Lovely, that's a nice...
It's a long drive though, isn't it?
It's a long drive back with
it. It won't be a puppy when you get there.
The time you get back.
Yeah.
Oh dear. That's a long way. I mean, that must be the
perfect...
Pretty
good puppy, yeah.
Price
yeah.
of the perfect puppy that you found. Crikey. Morning, Jason and Steve. I've been dragged out of bed due to my wife advising me that my 7-day-old son He's put 7 day year old son, which
I know,
is,
but that is confusing. I remember that. 3 month year old. I remember all that.
My 7 day old son needs changing as he's peed on himself again. She's doing the feeding, so I deal with the other end.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah.
I can see that. It's odd, isn't it, with kids? Because after two, they're just two, three, four,
yeah,
five.
You forget. You spend all that time up to two going, it's 19 and months.
I know.
And doing the maths.
And you sound like a terrible dad sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Like, how old is your kid? You're like, 10 Hang weeks. On. She's like, 14 weeks. You're like, oh,
yeah, all right. Yeah.
Fine.
But two, you just go, two. Yeah. At least three.
And also, the ages one, 18 months, and nearly two. Are the same age?
Yeah,
they're all one.
yeah.
But for some reason, you're like, he's what? He's 18 months.
Yeah,
he's
like
nearly
18,
two.
Yeah.
James in Ripley, morning, Jace. Clay pigeon shooting this morning.
Oof.
There's another.
He's gone straight for it, hasn't he?
That's another good hobby. We did that as
we
well.
We did that at my stag, didn't we?
Yeah, it was your stag, do.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that actually.
That was nice.
We should have another go at that.
Yeah.
Sort of like.
Yeah. I think it's one of the things you start off all right, and you get worse. Yeah. When somebody starts training you, you get worse. It's like when we had that golf course that one day. We started off all right, and by the time he taught us a few things, we were rubbish.
We don't play golf. That's not our sport.
We tried. This was about what 12 years ago.
Easily, yeah. And we thought, right, let's. I booked a driving. I think I booked some lessons, didn't I?
Yeah, like, it's Trafford Centre somewhere.
Just the driving. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
That's what it's called. The first one.
Yeah.
Whatever your first shot is.
Hitting it harder. The hardest hit.
Yeah. The one that hurts your shoulders.
Yeah.
And you did a shot. In fact, I've got it on my phone somewhere. You did a shot because you're sort of underneath a little roof where you, even though you're aiming the furthest away, you managed to hit the roof right above your head.
And it shot up in the air, yeah. I went for that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I went for that.
It's like a mini golf shot.
Yeah.
Christiane is in Hatfield. What do you think Christiane is doing?
Is it Christian?
No, it's Christiane. It's a girl's name.
Oh, okay.
Christiane.
Okay.
What do you reckon she's doing? What's that sound like she's doing like, with that name?
Or making choux pastry or something.
No. She's teaching a yoga class.
Oh, yeah.
I've done yoga.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bikram.
I did do Bikram.
Did you?
Yeah, it was.
Does anyone know?
The hot one.
It's the hot one, isn't it? Yeah.
That's not fun. I think yoga's all right, I guess, but the hot one is.
It's a bit relaxing, isn't it? Well, you know.
The hot one's not.
No.
Just a, like, because you're in like a, you know that, this is a terrible description, but you know when, so you're in the position, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, lotus downward dog or whatever they say.
Pooing dog or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and you're sort of doing the position. Yeah. And then I just, this is horrible. I'm not, because you're sweating.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just feel that bead of sweat and it goes down your back, but it carries on.
Yeah.
Right in between the crevice.
Yeah, the joint.
And, it's horrible. What a horrible feeling that is.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by just
strangers.
Yeah.
Naked strangers. Are you sure this was Bikram yoga?
I don't know. I have to think about it in the counselling session. 8:12:15 on the text this morning. What are you up to? What has dragged you out of bed?
Absolute Radio. Where your music matters.
La 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 la. Can't help it, can you?
Yeah, no. You
great song.
Yeah,
it's
a great song.
Great song, Iggy Pop. On Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well this morning. The random things people are up to, it never, in the 3 years
Sunday,
doing
innit?
This job.
You know, anything goes on a Sunday.
Nobody could guess what I'm about to say.
Go on.
Nobody.
What, this,
apart from
this
Alice
is,
and JP in
this
Hampshire.
Is what they're doing.
Loving the show. Hopefully you could guess that bit, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're really excited as we're off alpaca walking this morning.
Oh, just taking them for a walk around the block.
Just taking for a walk.
Around the block.
They're
spitters. They're spitters, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like the sort of slightly long neck.
Just like a llama, isn't it? But it's not, is it?
Yeah, they're white.
There'll be some massive difference.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably from where they're from, probably.
Yeah.
The alpaca walking.
Oh, well, no, are they the headbutters?
Headbutters?
One of them just sort of launches at you and nuts you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're casting aspersions.
Well, I've got no problem with a camel. That's all I'm saying. What's wrong
They
with
are
it?
The spitters.
they're
the horrible ones.
Yeah, they
Nasty
are the spitters.
The camel.
They're not the headbutters, though.
Headbutters?
I think one of them headbutts.
Alpacas?
No.
I don't know.
Seen it somewhere. Llama. I don't know. Just going for a walk around the block, then.
Or maybe they're going to a field. I don't know. She's not put any more detail. Maybe they're in a field and they're walking alpacas, or maybe they're riding them. Can you ride an alpaca?
No, I don't think you can. This is that thing about them. I've never seen anyone ride a zebra. They're the same build as a horse, you know, almost. Yeah. Same height.
Same animal, I mean, really.
Ponies aren't, and I've seen people riding them.
Donkeys,
never seen, not even in the wild, in some weird film, a sort of crazed lunatic riding a zebra. Why is that?
Maybe they're just harder to train.
Well, I know, but people do break in all sorts of crazy horses, don't they? Just never seen it. Not even a photograph, a painting.
Right, well, here we go. Let's go full Partridge.
Why can't you? Why can't you ride a zebra?
Top banter. Yeah, I don't know why that is.
No,
I love the fact that you went, it's that thing. Like, as if we were like...
I've had this discussion with a lot of
people. Oh, right, I was going to say, because I've never heard anyone say that out loud.
Well, no, but now I've said it, you're going, no, come to think of it. I mean, some people ride little horses and...
Yeah, little ones, big ones.
Ponies, donkeys.
I know, it's, I pay a lot of attention when it comes to my, you know, when I'm with my kids and, you know, doing that. And school, I try my best, you know, to get involved. I'm on tour and I'm, you know, sort of, I'm that parent sometimes. And obviously I'm divorced as well, you know, with my eldest kids. And then, so occasionally I get sent like an email that just says, oh, I'm signing them up for these extracurricular stuff. And, then I just sort of go, okay, and I'll pay, and I just pay
Why
for
is
it.
Why is it just signing it?
I just pay for it. And I don't. And then I got a photo the other day, Tuesday night, of my four kids horse riding.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then everyone, it was on a WhatsApp group with my mum and, you know, all that. And everyone was like, oh, how cute, how lovely. And in my head, I was just thinking, that's going to be expensive one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Horse riding.
Have you ever been on a horse? Stuff. Once.
Yeah, mate. Once enough, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, I've ridden a zebra as well a couple of times. That was a laugh.
Yeah.
And now I'm banned from Nosy Safari Park.
Well, did you get headbutted by an alpaca?
Get out!
Jason. Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
Crikey, a lot of zebra chat this morning.
Is there?
A lot of zebra chat.
I want some answers, that's nice.
Okay, well, Julie says, my husband says that they ride zebras in the Swiss Family Robinson.
Okay.
So there you go. Not real, though.
Yeah, no. No, but I'd, you know, I'd take anything.
You did say, yep. You can ride zebras. This is Jen from Upper Hasden. She says there are various pictures online of them being ridden, but mainly they're very small and very feisty.
Okay.
I have 8 horses of my own, so I do know a little bit. That's a qualification.
I just think if you're going to become a sort of an eccentric in your local village,
yeah,
grow a handlebar moustache, wear a top hat, ride around town on a zebra.
Absolutely. Aidan from London. Morning, fellas. Zebras aren't typically ridden because previous attempts to domesticate zebras have shown that, in conclusion, they are prats.
Has he Googled it?
Well, I want
a sort of an expert. Chris Packham, can he explain what's going on here?
He'll tell you. Nikki says, zebras aren't very easy to train and don't have a great temperament, so not a great riding option.
No, I'm not saying in the Grand National. I'm just saying...
Wasn't there a film where a zebra won the Grand National, though?
That's, if there isn't, there should be.
There is a film. I've not invented that.
You have?
I haven't.
I've never heard of a... There's I want to see it.
There's a film where a zebra wins the Grand National.
I mean, everyone would bet on that horse, zebra. But they would, though. This
you
year,
would.
There's a zebra running. You'd get a
couple of pints, you'd be like...
Different animal. You can't have a different...
I'm going to go for the
you
zebra.
You might put a greyhound in the Grand National and go, look, he's won.
No, but it was... You know, dramatised.
Yeah.
It wasn't a documentary.
I dreamt this.
There's definitely, I can see
it
now.
There's all sorts on Netflix, isn't there?
3 o'clock in the morning when you're desperate.
Hang on. Zebra wins the Grand National.
Sounds like someone's made it up on Balderdash.
Yeah.
Just written it.
Wasn't there that thing in some zoo somewhere where they painted a pony to look like a zebra?
What, to say they had one?
Yeah, and they didn't. And somebody took a photograph of it going, this is not. It was cleanly a pony. It looked like a pony painted. And they said the same zoo got in trouble a few years ago where they painted a dog. They dressed the dog up as a lion. And he's like, have a look online, try and find it. And it was only discovered when the lion barked, basically, at a kid.
How did they think they were going to get away with that?
I don't know.
People are amazing. I love that. 8:12:15 on the text this morning. If you're up and about. Racing Stripes, someone's just text.
Is that the film?
That's what the film's called.
Oh, okay.
I knew it.
Great.
There you go.
Right.
There's something for you to watch this afternoon.
Yeah.
Bit of rain. I don't know what it's like.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
July 2018.
Yes.
A zoo in Egypt has denied painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra.
I knew I'd read it somewhere.
Student Mahmoud Sarin put the images on Facebook after visiting Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park. Aside from its small size and pointy ears, there were also black smudges on his face.
Oh, poor little thing.
The pictures quickly went viral, with experts weighing in on the species of the animal. A vet contacted by local news said that the zebra snout is black, while its stripes are more consistent and parallel. Mr. Sarin told Extra News that the enclosure contained two animals and both of them had been painted.
This sounds like a great zoo.
When contacted by local radio station, zoo director Mohammed Sultan insisted the animal was not fake. This is not the first time that the zoo has been accused of trying to fool its audience. Unable to find a way around the Israeli blockade, a zoo in Gaza painted two donkeys to look like zebras in 2009. Another zoo put stuffed animals on display because of a shortage of animals.
Wow, that's good.
And in 2013, a Chinese zoo in Henan province tried to pass off a Tibetan mastiff dog as an African lion. and another Chinese zoo disappointed visitors by exhibiting blow-up plastic penguins.
Wow.
My goodness.
It makes you appreciate Dudley Zoo, really.
I've never been to Dudley Zoo.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Well, I haven't been for many, many years, but they used to have a great little monkey world, monkey land, or whatever it was.
Crikey. Well, I've been to Dudley, and that sounds like the town centre, to be honest.
Yeah.
Crikey, that was a lot of zebra chat. I wasn't expecting
that. No, it just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
When I came in this morning.
Zebra chat. Absolute zebra.
Don't tempt them.
No, I know they'll have another time.
That'll be it. After 9 o'clock, we'll be chatting about various things. In a rage on strangers. We want to talk a bit about that. Apologising for stuff you did when you were a kid. That's just been... It's been eating away at you for decades. We'll be talking about that later on, so stick around. 8:12:15 on the text.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
We're in Glasgow, live.
Yeah.
From Glasgow.
Is that how you say it?
Glasgow.
Okay.
That's how you have to say it, yeah. I've been doing gigs up here all week, and there's a bit in my set where I talk about this guy called Jeff from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Who I was on a speed awareness course with once.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And there is, even though I feel like I'm all right at accents, some accents, people in Middlesbrough will not agree.
No. But, I suppose if you go anywhere where it's actually the accent, then, you know, you're not going to get it.
No, exactly. So what I've now started doing before I start doing the accent is
just say he's from somewhere.
I say, by the way, he is from Glasgow, this guy, but you're going to pick me up on the accent. I said, but you didn't meet him.
Yeah, and he travelled a lot.
I think his mum was from Manchester.
His mum was from Manchester.
He's got
when he was a child, he bit his tongue. It swole up and he's never really recovered. So he's got this thing going on as well.
It's so, the Glaswegian accent though, like you can meet Scottish people all over the world. They never lose that accent. No. Like my accent, a few weeks of being away and it starts to change a bit.
Yeah, I've even seen you in sort of what
when I'm with you, I start to some of the odd words starts going a bit canuck.
I've not lived in Canuck for 25 years.
Yeah, but even you,
I'm RP. AI.
But you could be 6 months old,
yeah,
and leave Glasgow, and then live in the wilderness or live in an Amazonian rainforest,
yeah,
and at 45 years old they could come and rescue you.
Yeah.
And you're like, do you need any help? I'm on 8, pal!
Yeah.
I'm on 8, mate!
It's good though, isn't it?
It just stays. It's imprinted.
Yeah.
Great. I love a strong accent. It's a top accent.
My son's got that sort of, because obviously he's grown up in sort of West London.
Yeah.
He says Bath.
Oh.
I know, but he does say grass.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter keeps eating the grass.
My daughter's got a bit of that. She says laugh.
Yeah.
But then she says bug.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, so she's got the odd line.
The odd one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like she's pleasing both parents.
Yeah.
Bug. She likes bugs. Yeah, no, I'm into that. Although sometimes she's just probably like, all right. I'm like, whoa, hang on a minute. I'm not having Danny Dyer wandering around the house.
No.
That's not what you want.
That's
not what I want at all. We were talking briefly yesterday about, because you've done an impulse buy, haven't you? Sort of. Is that fair to say, an impulse buy?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm going to try and, you know,
justify it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, I bought a camper van. What?
So, I mean,
I just why?
Why?
Because it'll be lovely, you know, just get away.
So tell us about the camper van. How old is it?
It's from 1980. It's an air-cooled T25.
An air-cooled?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it hasn't got a radiator.
So just as you're driving, the air-cooled. That sounds like someone's made
that
up.
You know, all Volkswagen engines used to be. You know, right, the Beetle and all that. It was
air-cooled,
air-cooled engine. It's brilliant orange. That's the colour.
Right.
Brilliant orange. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm from Wolverhampton.
Yes, so that sort of fits.
Interestingly, there's a bloke who goes to my local pub. I don't know his real name, but he's called Big Dutch. And I saw him looking at it the other day. And he went, it's a great van. I was like, well, you'd like it as well, wouldn't you? Because he's orange. So just me and him appreciating it.
So you bought a bright orange camper van?
Yes.
And did your wife know you were doing this?
She did. We chatted briefly about it. She's been busy working. I mentioned it a couple of times.
She just get back and she went, see the state of this stuff.
Who's part of this house?
That's a horrendous
fear. I'm going to put something on the window. You don't want something on the window. My wife's friend, she's great. When she goes.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mrs. Edge turns.
I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of her.
Oh, she loves it, and it's great.
It's nice when you've got an angry partner.
Yeah, no, but I just want to applaud her some of the time. We had bills in our house about 2 years ago. She reduced one of them to tears.
Wow.
I don't even know what you do. You just walk in and it's very hurtful. Started crying. She just applauded her.
Crikey. Yeah. Right, well, we'll hear more about this. But I want to talk about impulse buys. Is it middle of the night? You've gone on eBay. What is it? 8, 12, 15 on the text. You woke up the next morning, you've just seen that you've won.
Yeah.
And have you? That's the question I want to know this morning.
This is
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Let's hear more about the orange camper van that Steve has bought this week. Because they're not cheap, those things, are they?
Well, they're going up in price because the classic ones, T1, T2s, the ones you see on T-tails and stuff.
Right.
They've sort of all gone, you know, they're just ridiculous price now, or just full of rust.
Like 20 grand.
Yeah, 14 grand. Something like that. They're ridiculous.
Wow.
If it's cheaper than that, there's something massively wrong with it.
Right.
And people sell them like, it's a project. And you're like, this isn't a project.
Yeah. So you bought a camper van, mm-hmm. but it's not an impulse buy.
No, I was thinking about it. I've been studying the market.
Not like the narrow boat you bought that time.
No, that was a bit more of an impulse buy. No, I've been studying the market carefully. And what I mean by that is I've been watching a lot of things on eBay for about 2 weeks.
Right, okay, that's
so
the same, yeah.
Studying the market carefully. Yeah. But I've seen what they're going for.
So where did you buy it from?
Near me. It's a mm-hmm. sort of place, a Chertsey, I got it from.
Right.
Got it cut from
And so
guy.
You bought it, you've made the bid.
Yeah, I won. Well, it was an offer. Make an offer.
Oh, was it an eBay job? Like,
yeah, I went in a bit under, thinking he's not going to go. And I got to think, so again, you've won. And I was like,
nice.
Just walking down the street, just having to check my phone. But anyway, so I went to get it, and the guy selling, lovely guy. I'd been a couple of days earlier on that I sneaked in, had a little look around it.
Yeah.
So I could not turn up on the day to pay him the money if I didn't like the look of it. So I'd seen it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
When I got it, though, the bloke showed me around. I was kicking the tyres, tapping the windows, doing all the things that you meant to do, asking about sort of horsepower and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it
air cooled?
Yeah, even though I knew it was because it said in the is this a Devon conversion?
Yeah.
Even though I knew it was.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, all different conversions.
I've no idea.
People from Devon, Caravelle, West Valley. It doesn't matter.
Was he selling it?
Well, he was.
He
said, I've not used it for about a year. He just failed the MOT a week before.
And is he the sort. I mean, am I picturing. What he looks like? Is he sort of beard?
What do you think he looks like?
Well, like, you know, a beard.
He didn't have a beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, sort of, he's not new clothes. Like clothes.
Not
like,
new clothes, yeah. That's right. Not all teeth.
I've got him.
Nice guy, though. Lovely guy.
Yeah,
but when
I got it,
I did all that. And then he went, well, see you later then, mate. He went, going to be sad to see the old girl go. And he started sort of welling up a bit.
Wow.
And it was only when he started rubbing his eye. His entire forearm was a tattoo of an orange camper van.
That one or just a generic one?
No, same reg plate. That's the bit where I went, why is he selling? That's when I thought I'd got a deal here. Because he's going to have to take an arm off for this to... But my wife said, how clean looking was the tattoo? I said, look, really brilliant orange.
Yes.
She said, I think he just paints one on every day for whatever he's selling on eBay. Like tomorrow he'll have a microwave on there or a kettle.
Wow! So there you've got your camper.
I've got it, yeah.
But really, who's it for? You or your son?
both of us, yeah. You know, and my wife, we'll all go for little adventures.
And we can all, you know, and I will do, and I have done, taking the mickey out of Steve for his impulse purchases before. But his little boy, how old's your boy?
Two and a half.
His son's reaction to it is lovely. Yeah. And we've got a little recording of his son's reaction to it, inside and out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what's inside?
Well, the bloke said he put some spares in the back, which was basically seven tyres and some bags of rubbish. Seven tyres.
He was basically using you as a bin man.
Yeah, he's cleaning out the shed.
So you've got a camper van with a load of tyres inside.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Spare wheels.
This is Steve's son's reaction to his impulse buy.
What is it?
It's Daddy's camper van.
What colour is it?
It's orange.
It's an orange camper van.
Daddy's orange camper van.
There it
is. Let's go.
Let's go, okay.
Camper van.
Where is it?
Camper van. Only can see it. Only camper van.
That's when he saw it.
Camper van.
Daddy's orange camper van.
Daddy's orange camper van.
Yes, Daddy's camper van.
Oh no.
What?
It's a
wheel. Yeah, the wheels.
Why is there wheels inside?
He's 2 years old. He's only ever been in one car, really.
Yeah, of course.
So, but yeah, but even he knew wheels in the back of anything.
It's not
he's
go.
Never been in a camper van. It could be normal to have wheels in the back of the camper, but even he went, oh no, wheels.
I like the way he said, can you see it?
Yeah, no.
Like, yes, everyone can. Yeah. See it from space.
It's bright orange.
My goodness.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
We're talking impulse buys this morning on Absolute Radio. Steve's got himself a camper van.
Yes.
Needs to join a camper van gang.
I need to start, you know, hooking up, hanging out with, you know, people with carburetors and air-cooled stuff. And but this is, you say learn, isn't it?
Sounds so dull.
Well, yes, it is, but it's useful.
Enjoy. But then you'll be hanging
around. I hang out with them all the time.
Yeah, every time you get in it.
No, they're not getting in it.
You'll be driving around and people will be like honking you. And
yeah, and I'll go, yeah. All right, mate.
Can you be bothered with that?
No, but I'll just, that's why I want to get the engine sort of primed so I can get away from those people quickly.
Impulse buys. Somebody says, I did some impulse buys this morning, Jace. Just bought two tickets to your show at Derby Arena on November 24th.
Oh, I regret that when he sobers up.
Shouldn't be drunk half past nine on a Sunday.
Well,
no, but that's a good impulse buy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out. You see, Emma in South London woke up powerfully hungover.
Oh, powerful.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
To find my laptop open on my emails, confirming that I had purchased two tickets to see singer Gabrielle at a venue 6 hours from where I live.
6 hours
on that day.
Oh,
yeah. I reluctantly went, as I'm not a huge fan. I felt like death warmed up, but realised I actually knew more songs than I thought. She's got quite the back catalogue.
Oh, that's nice.
Had a great night, more drinks, and I'm now the proud owner of a T-shirt with her face saying dreams can come true.
Wow.
Yes, they can.
Well,
there you go. So that worked out for her.
It does work out. The impulse sometimes. So it does work out.
Sometimes it does, yeah. What about Andy? He says, I saw some Adidas trainers. Adidas, I don't know what you go for.
Patata.
I think it's Adidas. Trainers described as mustard on a website. Picked them up and they were bright yellow. The assistant looked at me like midlife crisis alert.
Yeah, yeah.
I went through that stage a little while back.
What, flashy trainers?
Yeah, I bought a pair. No, I bought quite a few, actually. They were doing... Were they doing Disney theme?
Oh, hang on. This just sounded like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, it was. It was something. I remember buying...
Well, it was a tie-in with, like, Nike or Adidas.
Yeah, it was an Adidas... I remember buying an Adidas Tron jacket. You know the
film?
The film Tron.
Yeah, terrible film.
Yeah, but I bought that as a jacket.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh,
and I bought a pair of yellow... I think they were Mr. Happy.
From Stranger Things?
You know Mr. Happy from the Happy...
Yeah.
The Mr. Men.
Yeah. Like, I figured that as a T-shirt as well?
No, a pair of trainers. I don't know.
Why is there not a photograph of this look?
I think I just got rid. I don't know what happened.
Have you ever met Gok Wan? You never feel day with you.
I think he'd retire. Andy says, 2 years ago, I won a full Stormtrooper armor set off eBay. I like the way you said I've won.
Yeah.
You bought it, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't win it.
Yeah. You ridiculously, you outbid people.
Yeah, you paid more than all the other people.
How do you bid on eBay? I don't do it often,
to be honest.
No, but you go in 3 seconds from the end with your final offer.
No, I think as soon as I see it, I just go, I'll put a bid in.
Oh, no, I wait.
Oh, are you one of them?
Yeah, I just go, that's the most, and if I don't get it, maybe you get like, yeah. Oh, no, you know, you get stuff. You know.
By the sounds of things.
What's this guy done then? So how much did he win?
He doesn't say, but he says he got a full Stormtrooper armour set off eBay. It took a bit of time to assemble, but wore it to a rugby match, got stopped every 10 seconds for a photo. So, I mean, it worked out for him. Became a party piece, I guess. But
every single fancy dress party, you know what he's going to come as now.
Yeah, there is that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Stormtrooper.
I know, here he is. Try and
crowbar that into the theme.
80s theme.
Whatever the theme.
Horror.
The theme is drag queens. Hang on, he's just a Stormtrooper with a wig on.
Put lipstick on a Stormtrooper. I think what it sounds like the best thing to do is if you're selling anything on eBay, put the end to be like late on a Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah, 2 in the morning. After the, you know, when people are just going, what's happening in here?
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning, just people going, I'll give you 100 quid.
I'll say it is.
For your Tron jacket.
Sounds like you did do that.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
On our way to our son's first ever competitive football match. They said, excited for him, dreading the competitive parents, Jace. And we've just realised we forgot to read the parents' code of conduct.
I imagine it's just...
Stop, don't be...
normal.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's all right. No one's going to die.
Yeah.
Any advice, they've said? Well, I used to referee kids' football.
Yeah.
And...
tough. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I had to send a keeper off once.
How old was the kids?
12.
12.
And I had to send him off. Cried. Oh. I know, you don't get that in professional football normally, do you, other than Gaza?
No, you don't.
And you can't go, all right.
Forget it, it's a yeller.
Forget it. But yeah, to send him off.
Crying.
I know, and then his dad was going mad.
I bet the opposing team's parents, woo, he started crying.
Parents are awful at those things. Awful.
Other parents are, though, aren't they, I think, generally. When I go to the park, when I see other dads, I'm like...
And other people's kids.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, you know, I mean, there's some
there's
kids
exceptions,
you like.
But like, just generally, that's, you know.
But I think sometimes there's an inner rage, isn't there? There's an inner rage that we're all keeping. We've all got it.
Yeah.
And every so often it just comes out, doesn't it? Just manifests.
It has to, though. It's sort of, you know, survival, isn't it?
And it's better to come out against a stranger than the people you love.
Exactly. That's what I always say.
There's no repercussions.
No.
Generally, you know, you can deal with it and move on, can't you? Yeah. I had a go at a guy the other week for having a wee on the toilet seat.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd gone in the loo. He was in there for ages. I was with my daughter.
Yeah.
And she couldn't use the, you know, she didn't want to go in the women's by herself. So I said, well, come in here. And my daughter's like, ugh.
Well, it must be a real shock. I mean, I used to work in a pub. I remember used to clean the ladies' toilets and I go, carpet and everything. I'm like,
carpet, I know.
This is amazing.
They'd be like, glazed.
It's like a trough from the, like, it's been there since the 40s, all chipped.
It's awful. It's like in there they've got candles.
Yeah, I think so. There's like potpourri.
There's a masseuse.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, there is
snacks.
They do acupuncture in some of
there's
them.
There's all sorts going on in the women's toilets.
With the bubbles or the glasses.
Just you open the doors like a rainbow just comes out of the girls'
lady
toilet.
Lady playing the harp.
And you go in the men's. Yeah. It's like someone's just got the willy out, started weeing, and then span round.
Yeah.
Whey!
Yeah, you know that bit in Trainspotting when he goes down the toilet. That's all toilets. That that's not all... like a grim toilet.
Yeah.
That's just blokes' toilets.
And when you're at a train station, it's cost you 50p. Oh.
Every now and again, though, they're doing something and the gate's open and it's free.
You know what I did once? I went through, it was a gate rather than the turntable. Yeah. I paid me 50p, I went through the gate and there was a couple of old ladies behind me. I went, come on, girls.
The wee's on me.
I said, come on. Come on.
Have it, knock yourself out.
Enjoy yourselves.
No. It was a pleasure.
Don't thank me.
It's all right.
But no, she was, and I went in the loo and it was in there. We were waiting, engaged. And then And obviously, the longer it goes on, the more you're thinking, well, this is not good news, is it?
No.
It's not like, no. And then so I'm already going in, you know, you prepare yourself, you prepare your nose and everything. Yeah, yeah. Sort of like, okay. And then went in, it was just all over this. I was like, I went, mate, what's this? It was not me. I was like, oh, okay.
What, so he, what's he arguing that he was there when he got there? And he just...
What, just weed through it like a magician?
Like someone at a circus.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, so I think so. Like, inner rage is, you know, sometimes you just need to release it. You need to just get it out there. So let us know, 8, 12, 15 on the text. The moment you just sort of go, wah!
Yeah.
Usually against a stranger.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Lee Wainwright, morning, Jace. My impulse buy was the Lion biscuit barrel that Del Boy used to store his cigars in.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you say how much you paid for that?
A massive Only Fools and Horses fan. I paid my brother £100 after he had, let's say, acquired it from a BBC props department when he was working as a tour guide at the BBC Experience. Bit snide, isn't it? But there it is. A little picture.
So his brother stole it.
And that's what I didn't understand.
And then still ask for money for it.
I mean,
he's very Del Boy, isn't it? He'd be very proud.
He'd be very proud. So we're talking this. We've been talking impulse buys this morning, those things that you wake up the next morning going, what have I done? What have I bought? That happens a lot. People do that. And also the inner rage of strangers when someone's done something and it's made you so furious that you just think, they're getting it, both barrels.
Yeah, well, it's all, the inner rage is quietly bubbling away all the time.
Yeah, it's always there.
It's always there. And in nice, you know, if you're a nice person, it doesn't, it's just there bubbling away like a...
And you can suppress it. You can choose to suppress it.
It's just bubbling away. It's not like it's like a steam engine and you can just, and it, you know, you need to vent it occasionally.
Agreed,
and even if that's just to yourself when you're walking across a park or shouting at yourself underwater in the bath.
I had a weird moment. I'm doing this run through for this quiz show for ITV, and you just do them in an office somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So we're in this. So we've gone to this office block. This TV company's got the office on the, I think on the third floor, and we've done the thing. And anyway, so it all went fine. Thanks very much. Come downstairs, and I've got a walk to Waterloo, I think, and it's about a 15-minute walk from where I was. I just really needed a wee. I thought, sorry to keep talking about toilets this morning. And so I just said to the receptionist, she was this old, she was doing a cross with this older woman, you know, sort of in her 60s. And I said, excuse me, where are the toilets? Where are the loos, I think. I said, where are the loos? She said, the men's. And I said, I went, yeah. She went, I don't know, I'm a woman. I was like, what? I'm not asking, this is not a gender thing.
No, this
is. You're the receptionist.
You should know roughly where.
I said, well, where are the women's?
Yeah, because they usually
nearby. Together.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they were right next to them. Like, well, you know, one was there, one was another.
Maybe she was just being funny.
I don't know. No, she wasn't being funny. Oh. She was doing a crossword. And had interrupted her.
Oh, well, that'll be, maybe that's, you know.
Furious she was. I don't know. What about you? Have you had a moment with a stranger?
I have one every day because when I sort of take my...
every day.
When I'm walking my son, I'm on eye alert.
Yes.
For, you know, for rage. When I get on a bus... And the bus driver pulls away too quick before I put the brakes on. Or there's people standing in the bit where you put the, you know, with their headphones in.
Yeah.
Excuse me, mate.
Oh, yeah, when mate
and my son does
mate.
This thing when I get off a bus. He always goes, bye-bye, everybody. And then you just go, see what you've done there. You made that awkward when we got on. And I go, oh, no, not him. Not him.
Do you point when you say
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And not that guy. Him.
Bye-bye, everybody, except for that guy. But, yeah. And just, you know.
I love that. I know, it just needs it sometimes. I mean, it can be something as simple as just not getting the thank you wave. That's the classic,
isn't
it?
When you let someone out in your car?
When you're driving, you let someone out and...
Just whiz straight through.
And they don't wave.
Yeah. I sometimes get annoyed when you let someone through and they give you the wave and then you don't get a wave back.
So you've given them a thank you wave.
They've let me through and I've gone, cheers, mate, and I've acknowledged it.
You want a thank you wave for your
thank
you wave?
I don't want a thank you wave. I just want a, hey, it's all right. Wave.
Well, but how long have you got? How long does that go on for?
We'll just keep reversing backwards and forwards for about 20 to 25 minutes until everyone's satisfied.
Thank you. No, thank you.
That's it. That's basically
no,
it.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No, it's just thanks. That's all right, mate. That's what this. It's the that's all right, mate. Wave.
I do like a hand off the steering wheel wave. I tell you what I don't like is the finger off the.
Yeah, it's the modern sort of limp handshake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like give us a proper wave, mate.
Your jazz hands.
just even a little, I like a little salute as well.
That's always nice.
Love a salute. Anyway, 8, 12, 15 on the text this morning. Raise your light on Absolute.
Where real music matters.
Good morning, Jason Mumford on Absolute Radio. Just having a good old chat there.
Yeah, lovely time.
We've got an actual job.
About seasons, weren't we? Just talking about life and
we're talking about how hard it is to diet in the autumn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's riveting.
It is.
Absolutely riveting. Yeah. 8, 12, 15 on the text if you can come and help us out this morning. Talking about In a Rage this morning. Absolute in a rage. I had a moment actually last week at the Trafford Centre in Manchester. So I've been, you know, had holiday with the kids for like, you know, whatever, 4 weeks. Or got back, had some gigs, and then I had one weekend, and then I knew I was away for like 10 days. Like, yeah. It's going to be hard. So I had a full weekend, mini golf. We went go-karting. We went to Nando's. You're like a proper divorced dad's weekend.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Bit of everything. Yeah. All fun. Yeah. No, you know, didn't do the homework, all that sort of stuff. And when we got there, it's like raining. It's a dreary 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and it's hammered. Even the car parks they're already in the overspill. It's like thousands of people there, and I never go in the overspill. I always just go, do you know what? I'm going to go to the car park I always go to, the Orient car park,
and follow people around with bags,
and follow people who look like they might be going home. That's what I'm going to stalk them. And that's what I did. So it's sort of a one-way system, you know, as you go around these things. You can only go one way down the little roads. Not everyone follows the rules, but I tried to my best.
That's it. That becomes fair, doesn't it? Because you're all going the same way.
Exactly.
If there's a queue, then you can't just, you know.
Yeah. So I've pulled up, and there's a guy coming out of the space. So indicator
Bingo.
On.
Bingo.
I've pulled in a little bit so people can still go round me and crack on. And I'm waiting for this guy to, you know, sort himself out, get his mirrors right in his chair or whatever he's doing, you know. And he reverses out and off he pops. So I go past the space. Bearing in mind I've got 5 kids in the car. I go past the space to reverse in. And as I go past it, guy behind me, little golf, goes in front ways.
Ooh.
Livid is not the word.
No, I can imagine. Like you're indicating you had your reverse lights on.
Indicator on, reverse lights on. I'd been waiting.
Yeah. Well, he's not just appeared either.
No,
he's been in the same system as you. He's obviously seen it. What does he think? He was just following you, just driving past that one. Oh, I'll get the next one.
I had to count to 10. Like, that's how angry I was. And I'm not an angry man.
Again, the kids have fueled the rage, though.
Yeah, and also I've got kids in the car like, arguing. We've listened to Moana 14 times.
Yeah, belter.
And I thought, right, I'm just going to go. My wife was like, just go and just find another space. I went, no. And I got out of my car.
Just venting the rage. This
all
is
I'm
what
doing.
We're talking
and
about.
And I went over. That the knock window. On the window. That
The one that's hard enough. It really hurts your finger.
It actually hurts your knuckle
that
a bit.
It only fires up the rage.
And he's...
He's not even got winders. He's
not
he's
got
doing
a winder, it. No. He's
is he looking at you
car.
Or is he sort of checking
no.
his phone?
And he's got a wife, and he's got his missus and a kid in the back, I think. Mm. And I said, excuse me, mate.
Oh, that mate, yeah.
You know the mate, that doesn't
pointed
mean mate.
Pointed mate, yeah.
It means something that we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me, mate. I said, I was indicating to come into this space. He said, I thought you'd gone past. So
did you?
I said, all right. I said, well, I wasn't, I was indicating. I waited for it, and I was reversing in. And then you went in 4 ways. That's not the way.
Mm.
That's not the way it's done.
No, no.
And he was like, well, I'm here now. I said, well, so am I. So
I'm not going anywhere.
And I ain't going anywhere. This is my space.
Yeah.
And he was like, properly having it. And his wife was like, Lee, it doesn't matter, does it? I said, I've got 5 kids in the car. He says, I've got one. I went, well, I've got more.
You've won by 4 there.
I mean,
it's just simple maths.
And it went on for about 30 seconds, this conversation. And then the worst thing was, he went, well, all right, one of us will have to be a grown up, so you can have the space.
Okay.
So I mean, I was like, obviously, I was like,
yeah, I would have, I go, yeah, fine.
Fine then, I'm fine
grow
with that.
Grow up somewhere else.
But I was also a bit like, and now I feel bad.
Nah.
I felt bad then.
I'll say this.
Go on.
Reverse parkers annoy me.
I know, I'm usually a bit, I'm
why are you such a reverse parker? Are you in a sort of rush to get out? Do you leave your wheels turned at an angle as well, just so you can just literally put it first gear and go?
No, to be honest, my...
Because you end up with door-to-door. Because, you know, when there's not much room, you go, well, I'll leave plenty of room on the driver's side so everyone can get in, and then they can go, it's a bit tight here, well, I'll pull out, and then you get in the passenger. But if you do that way...
I know, but my wife isn't very good at reverse parking.
So you're just showing off?
No, no, because...
She's Alice Dunlop. Watch this. Oh, he's nicked me space.
No, but if she's driving out, she's driving away, she'd have to reverse out of that into traffic. The other thing is, when you reverse, oh, this is boring, but when I reverse in, it means that if the kids open their doors and get out, I'm in between them and them running into the road.
That makes sense,
So that's sort of my thought process on that.
Yeah, no.
If I have to explain my. But I agree with you to a certain extent, but.
Throws a system out, reverses.
Well, I can only apologise. Crikey, all right. I thought you'd be on my side.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Steve Edge is here.
Morning.
In Glasgow. Sunny Glasgow. It's not
sunny anyway.
Not
now,
at all.
Is it?
No, no, it's true. It's gone. We thought we might have an Indian summer, but it's not happened, has
well,
it?
Well, yeah, it's warm the other day, though. It just keeps coming back, doesn't it? You don't know what to wear. Yeah.
Teases you. Talking about inner rage, the moments where you've just let rip. Someone's got it both barrels because it's coming.
Yeah, it's there,
it's
isn't
coming.
It?
We had one on Gary on Twitter says, there was a time where I held the door open for somebody and they didn't say thank you. And I actually said, you're welcome.
I do that all the time.
But out like
you're welcome and proper passive, massive aggressive.
Moana's back.
I do that a lot. Songs.
I start doing it in tune now. You're welcome, like the Rock.
Oh no, that's even more passive aggressive when he sings songy voice. But I do. You're welcome, mate. Again with the mate. That doesn't mean mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Just vent in the little rage tank. You got to do it.
You need it sometimes.
Yeah.
I had it last night when. Well, because I got Steve up here, and I booked you in at the same hotel as me.
Yeah,
and I thought that'd be easy enough. And we have like on the tour, there's like a travel agent who books all the stuff like that, you know, because it's 280 hotels or whatever to book. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
so you trust someone, an expert in their field, to do it.
Yeah,
so we booked it. I'm on stage in Dundee. I'm looking forward to getting back to the hotel afterwards so we can have a drink in
the bar. I turn up, Grand Central Station, have a little walk, a mile walk uphill to the hotel.
Uphill as well.
Uphill. Crikey. With my bags and everything.
Yeah.
Get there. No, it's not
on the system.
It's not on the system.
Embarrassing.
So they sort of squeeze me in another hotel. I heard the bloke on the phone as well. He went, just a standard room.
Yeah, he put you in their sister hotel and tried to give you a standard room.
Yeah, but the people at the Grand Central, the good people of the Grand Central.
I mean, I'd only booked you a standard room.
No, I know, I know.
Like whatever the basic room was.
Somebody at Grand Central has gone, this guy's walked up a hill.
Yeah.
He's like, they've put me in, there's like three suites. There's a John F. Kennedy suite, John Logie Baird suite, and then I don't know the name, but it's the guy who built the hotel.
Right.
And I'm in that.
You were in his
it's
one.
A beauty.
Of course, if he built
people,
it.
People, Grand Central.
Benidorm fans.
I think so,
Benidorm fans. God bless them.
People of Grand Central Hotel.
I was
good
not
people.
Happy when
good people. Glasgow Central.
What they'd done was somebody had accidentally booked you two nights, and because you didn't turn up on the first one, they cancelled the whole
show.
Livid.
No. Fine, it's fine. It's fine. Accidents happen.
They do
somebody's
happen.
Somebody's getting it.
Someone's getting it. I know, you just have to sometimes. I've had a telling off of someone, you know, people in the past.
If you deserve it, you deserve it.
You just have to take it, don't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, fair enough. Yeah, I was wrong. You know, and take it. But I mean, but at the same time, you're allowed to give it out.
Yeah.
When you want, and if you do, 8-12-15 on the text. Feel free to share it with us.
Jason Manford,
Absolute Radio.
We're real music. Matters.
Did you read this week? So there was it appeared on Reddit. Somebody had sort of cut and pasted a Facebook profile sort of picture, and alongside it was this update from a bride.
Yeah.
Who she obviously invited lots of people to her wedding abroad, and didn't get any responses back. And she was furious, so she vented.
What, she was getting married abroad?
Yeah, so this was the story. It said, the post, it went viral after it appeared on Reddit and had been written by a woman living in the US. The bride-to-be explained that she'd initially planned a destination wedding in Thailand, but had to change her plans after only a handful of people replied to the invites.
Yeah.
She raged on Facebook.
Oh,
at the risk of sounding entitled...
Oh, I mean, it's already not starting well, is it?
I have to vent today.
Okay.
When we invited our friends and family to our destination wedding in Thailand, only 9 people RSVP'd out of 150.
Right.
Okay, I get it. Paying $3,000 to share my special day is too much for some of you.
Yes, it is.
I'd pay for yours, but whatever.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
But, in capitals... Then, when we changed the wedding to be in Hawaii, so it'd be within everyone's reach, only seven of you RSVP'd. It costs less, but less of you want to come. Is that what you think of us? You can't spare $2,000 to come and share our happiness? Who is this psychopath? Consumed with anger, the bride threatened her attendees with an ultimatum. She continued, I'm tempted to just elope and not let any of you be part of our happiest
day. Fine with me.
Totally fine with
that.
This is it, you guys. You have 3 days to respond to our invites or we're deleting you off Facebook. And good luck keeping up with our lives then.
Okay.
My goodness.
You just spend that $2,000 on holiday yourself without having
Wouldn't
to spend
you?
The entire day. No.
I swear I thought I had better friends, she's put. She came back on Facebook to say, and don't get me started on the registry, you know, the sort of the list of presents that they've said they want. Only the cheap stuff is gone. Wow.
She's not really...
My goodness. She wrote the next day after she'd calmed down, and now Dave, who's the groom... Poor Dave.
Dave's not said anything, has he?
Dave,
the mediator, Dave.
It's not Dave's idea.
No.
Dave was happy just doing it, though.
Dave plays bass. Dave plays bass,
bass
in a little band.
Yeah. He's got a couple of his mates there.
Just...
All right, love. You've done what on Facebook?
He's a jazz drummer. He can't afford the $2,000.
And now Dave is giving me a hard time over my earlier status. Can nobody understand where I'm coming from? Jeez, all I wanted is to share my day with y'all. That's not too much to ask. No, that bit's not.
No, that bit isn't, no.
The $3,000 is.
Yeah.
I hoped at least my love would understand that. But even he doesn't. Thanks, guys.
Oh, dear.
My goodness.
Just get to Blackpool.
That's more expensive.
Yeah, for
Thailand
it
for
is.
Her.
Yeah, for it is for her. It probably isn't, actually.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I must say, I think it's getting a bit crazy, isn't it, the wedding situation?
These wedding weekends, and
2 or 3 days, nah.
I went to one in New York earlier in the year, but that's fine, isn't it? Because, you know, a chance to go to New York's lovely, isn't
it? It's an excuse, yeah, if you can afford that.
Brilliant.
And also, you're just there for a bit, and then you can go see some stuff in New York.
So that was, nice. But just Taiwan and... Hawaii. I mean, if you live in
Thailand, Hawaii
is just there, isn't it? If you live in America, if you'd have gone, you'd have gone anyway, wouldn't you?
It just seems to be like, yeah, exactly. It just, I don't know, it's just getting, I feel like for her, obviously it's her wedding day and it's for her and what, but actually, I think like your wedding and mine, there is a point where you're going, I'm putting on this for
because
the people we love.
Without saying it's schmaltzy, the gift is them coming, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
He's having all your mates there. That's the gift.
It's their
They've
time.
Already done the gift. And you go, you've got here.
Yes.
So you've sorted your hotel out, so the rest of it is on us. Thanks for coming. Let's have a party.
Exactly. You did a free bar.
I did a free bar, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I remember Paddy McGuinness at one point, because he's got some... He said, after the Phoenix Nights years, he reckons you're a bit tight.
No, he's always had this.
He's tight, old Steve.
Yeah, it's...
Let the Paddy see the beer.
Yeah, yeah.
He was giving it all that in the at the bar. And he... I don't know if I ever told you this.
No, I know. My brother told me this as well, I think.
He went, a pint, please, man.
Yeah.
And he got pulled him a pint. And then he just... emptied the pint out.
Steve paying for it,
and he emptied it out onto the grass.
I mean, the next day there was still a full barrel left of the beer, so it was all right in hindsight. But
shocking by Paddy McGuinness.
People, yeah, I know.
What are you going to
do? Well, pass Pat McGuinness for you.
This is Jason Manford. This is Absolute Radio.
Matters. Someone's just messaged about my clash with the guy parking space.
Parking thing. What did he say?
Helen, she says, morning, Stephen, Jason. Love listening to you guys. When the guy stole your parking space at the Travel Centre and you went and complained, did he not recognise you? She said to me.
Right.
But no, he didn't. But to be honest, I don't have the presumption of that anyway. No. I don't feel like I'm on that level of, you know, I mean, some people do, but even so, when people smile at me or look or are looking at me, I'm not think. I don't often think, oh, they must recognise us off the telly. I think, what's he looking at?
This guy's problem.
Yeah, what's he looking at? And then I think, oh, he must maybe see me on telly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, it wasn't. There wasn't an element of that, to be honest.
No.
Les in Darlington says, off subject, says, just because it sounds weird, but then it turns quite nice. I asked early on what you were up to. They said, I'm off to an afternoon white party, raising... Yeah, I know.
All right.
That's the dress code.
Oh.
I know.
What do you have to wear? What do you mean? You wear a white suit?
I guess you wear a white suit or white...
White party? I don't think I want to go.
A white dress. I know, it's not the right...
Man,
something weird about
that ivory party or something.
Yeah,
then that sounds like ivory onto. I don't know. You can't get around it.
But it's for the Children's Heart Foundation, so hope you raise lots and lots of money for that. And then we got a few people listening in on holiday. Joe is morning, Jason and Steve, listening to you from Portobenus.
Portobenus, yeah.
Where we are dodging the rain. Sun's coming up very shortly. Hiding behind the clouds. Nothing worse than the rain on when you
on your holidays.
Not when you paid for it.
It's a bit of a laugh sometimes. I mean, it rains at night for about an hour.
That's exciting.
You go, whoa.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's refreshing.
There's a brilliant sketch from Steve Coogan and Caroline Ahern from back in the day, an old like Granada sketch show that they did when they first got put together. And they'd play a couple who were like, and then we were there, and then it was so hot, and we went out, and we got sunburned, and I complained to the rep, you know, saying. The sun's burnt us. All the things they're complaining about on holiday, that is nobody's fault. The weather very much feels like you want to complain to somebody.
Somebody's got to take it.
Wayne, he's Joe and Wayne. Hi, guys. We're on holiday in Cyprus. Loving listening to you in the sun. Got a hire car today, so offer a little adventure around the island. Looking forward to seeing you in Sheffield in November. Well, I'll see you there. These people on holiday still listening to the show.
That's dedication, isn't it?
I'm into that. I'm impressed with that, guys. Did you get away this summer?
I went to Shropshire.
Okay.
I've got a 2-year-old, so it's flying. Yeah. It's just too far. But, I'm from that, you know, part of the world. I'm from Staffordshire originally.
Yeah.
Near Wolverhampton.
And how was it? I don't think we spoke about this, actually.
Lovely. It was a sort of, it's a converted barn, middle of nowhere.
Nice.
Sort of near Bridge North. Lovely. Just bit, you know, peacocks walking around. My son named one of the peacocks Colin. I said, what should we call him? He went Colin.
It's a good name.
Yeah. So every time he sees a peacock, he goes, hello, Colin. Things are all called Colin, but yeah, it was nice, just really relaxing, and you know the accent was familiar to me. Went to a living Black Country Museum one day. Never been there.
What's that like?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Is it?
When you're touring in Dudley,
yeah,
good down there. It's good.
Good one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Black Country Museum,
living Black Country Museum.
Wow, and it's just stuff about that area.
It's like a street. They've took old buildings that were being pulled down. Yeah. Swimming pools and that. They built them all in one place and gone, this is
sounds amazing.
Sort of a Victorian, you know.
I love a bit of that.
Oh, it's great.
I love
you're
a museum.
There's like a fish and chip shop, and there's a pub, there's a sweet shop, a suck shop.
And what?
A suck shop. That's
a
what
suck
they're
shop?
That's
did you buy
called.
Some?
Yeah, some suck.
Some suck?
Oh. So I went back in then. Wow. That's how we got some kali.
What's that?
It's sort of a weird, it's like sherbet.
Yeah.
But it's a weird sort of, I think it's... When you,
70s.
It's hard to explain. It just tastes like chemicals. Test tubes.
Who doesn't like chemicals?
It's the sort of thing that, you know, should be banned.
Yummy. My favourite. Danger sweets.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
That's all from us this week, me and Steve.
Yeah.
Lovely, as always, to have Steve Edge here.
Nice to be here.
I don't know if you're on for a while now because I'm sort of all around. Next week I'm in Belfast, week after in Dublin with Ross Nobles on the show.
Nice.
And then Manchester and crikey, all over the place.
Moving around. Well, I'll be underneath me camper van trying to work out what that knocking noise is.
What have you done? It'll be fine.
It's past the MOT. So
oh, well, that's the main thing.
That's good, isn't it?
I think so. The bare minimum of... being able to be roadworthy.
Yeah, I can't see any rust on it. I just need to get in a T25 gang. That's all I need.
Yeah. So, is there any T25 gangs out there?
Yeah.
Who are Swiss missing
and Teddington area?
A brilliant orange camper van.
No, they've got their own problems. But camper vans. And then we'll just all talk about carburetors and swap stuff.
Sometimes I wonder how we're friends.
I do. I often wonder.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse, but fair play. I must say, though, when you actually
it's done.
Get so, it like, done enough, you know, I'll be up for a ride in it.
We're gonna do our podcasting. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. We will. We're doing a hobbies podcast at the moment, so listen out for that. Talking of podcasts, you can get the podcast for this show as well. So please feel free to subscribe and download that. I am. I'll be back next week. We're live from Belfast. I am in Belfast next week. Tickets still available for the Muddle Class Tour at the Waterfront. So come along to that. Two shows there. Show in Derry, and then I hit Ireland as well. So if you are any of our Irish listeners, you've got pals out there, fancy a laugh, then comes a show Cork and everywhere, Dublin and all sorts of places. So that's me. Have a lovely week. Sarah Champion up next on Absolute Radio.
Jason. Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.